Nolte, WAPO reporter admits media afraid to tell truths that anger the left. By John Nolte on October 28, 2022. Washington Post media reporter Eric Wemple admitted that he and others at the far-left outlet lacked the courage to tell a truth. In the summer of 2020, the left-wing domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa were burning down countless Democrat-run cities. Those who weren't burning were looting, murdering, beating, and menacing. At the time, and after Twitter threatened to censor a tweet of his calling for the military to be sent in to stop these terrorists, Senator Tom Cotton suggested the far-left New York Times publish a column about the threat of big tech censorship. The Times asked for something else, a piece laying out his reasoning behind the desire to see the military mobilized. The Times then published Cotton's op-ed, which stirred up the woke Nazis at the Times. Fascists like Project 1619 liar Nicole Hannah Jones and other cry bullies, who demanded the op-ed be removed, and James Bennett, the editorial page editor, be fired. Their absurd claim was that publishing Cotton's words puts Black New York Times staffers in danger. Babies. Of course, the McCarthyites at the time bent over and did both. To justify memory-holing Cotton's piece, the former newspaper lied about factual errors, and then Bennett was fired. In response, almost all of the corporate media either cheered this naked act of McCarthyism, this violation of everything journalism is supposed to stand for, or remained silent. This included so-called media reporters like Wemple, the very people who should have been screaming from the heavens about what a moral obscenity this was. Here are the key parts of Wemple's confession. To date, the lesson from the set to that publishing a senator arguing that federal troops could be deployed against rioters is unacceptable will forever circumscribe what issues opinion sections are allowed to address. It's also long past time to ask why more people who claim to uphold journalism and free expression, including, the Eric Wemple blog, didn't speak out then in Bennett's defense. It's because we were afraid to. Our criticism of the Twitter outburst comes 875 days too late. Although the hollowness of the internal uproar against Bennett was immediately apparent, we responded with an even-handed critique of the Times's flip-flop, not the unapologetic defense of journalism that the situation required. Our posture was one of cowardice and mid-career risk management. With that, we pile one more regret onto a controversy littered with them. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Here's what matters. Here's what you need to remember. On the single most important issue in journalism, defending free speech, the very people charged with defending free expression were too afraid of the political left to 1. Tell the truth about how outrageous this was and 2. Stand up for the bedrock principle of their own profession. Now, ask yourself this. If these cowards are too afraid to tell that truth and defend that principle, imagine the other truths people like Wemple and the Washington Post are afraid to tell. Imagine all the other principles they are refusing to defend. Imagine what the corporate media know about but are afraid to report, aka Hunter's laptop, John Fetterman's health, voting irregularities, Joe Biden's senility, out of fear of the monsters they allowed into their own newsrooms. Do you think Eric Wemple and other Washington Post staffers are okay with permanently mutilating children with puberty blockers and sex change operations? Do you think Eric Wemple and other Washington Post staffers are okay with drag queen performances in front of small children and gay porn flooding our schools? You think they're okay with anti-science school closures, mask mandates, forced vaccinations, a wide open border, and emptying the prisons into poor neighborhoods? You think they're okay with the Department of Justice's abuses against peaceful conservative and Christian protesters? You think they were okay pushing all of this? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. But they did push it, and they have remained silent as groomers openly hunt children and people are locked up by the federal government without due process. Why? Because as I've always said, there are three groups of people in the corporate media. naked partisans who will tell any lie and hide any truth to push the left-wing agenda. The personally ambitious who will go along with any depravity to earn fame and money. The cowards who sell their souls to save their lousy jobs. Well, remember this, you cowards. Just as we saw after the McCarthy era, there will be a reckoning in this country. The record is already written, and history will recognize those who blacklisted, who went along for mercenary purposes, and who stood by in obscene silence. And there is no moral difference between the three. Actually, the silent ones might be the worst because they're the ones who know these things are wrong and do nothing. Your kids will someday read this record, your grandkids. Your only legacy will be shame. But at least you got to be on TV, right? We can thank Eric Wemple for one thing. It's finally been said out loud. The corporate media have finally admitted they are too afraid of the political left to tell truths and stand up for basic principles. Good grief, you would have to be a flaming idiot to trust an institution as broken as journalism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.